thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for continuing to tune into tomorrow as we come to you for IFA from Berlin, Germany, part 3 of 4 weeks worth of coverage. And IFA is again highlighting the leading product trends and solutions in the consumer electronics and home appliances sector right here in Berlin, Germany.
This portion of our IFA special is brought to you by GFU, organizers of IFA in Berlin, the most important trade show for consumer electronics and home appliances, and by TiVo, extraordinary video experiences that bring entertainment together. Check out TiVo.com.
We found a company here at IFA, E-F-I-I-F-A. Yeah, we're doing so many interviews. I do need a nap. Welcome as Into Tomorrow continues to bring you some of the very cool exhibitors here at IFA in Berlin. But we found this particular company that's dealing with pioneering technology solutions for capturing, harvesting, and recycling microplastics. Another video you've got to see if you're not already watching, because I can see other people going, duh, hello, we're watching you. But those that are on audio sources only at the moment, have no fear, but rush to your nearest internet browser and visit us at intotomorrow.com and check out all the interviews. We've got the CEO of a company called Matter, I guess because it does matter. Oh, how clever. Adam Root. Adam, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Yes, I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, Dave. Well, it's our pleasure, and I'm super excited to have you. So we always like guests that that say, oh, I get to be on Into Tomorrow. Well, yeah, of course, and I get to talk about Matter. Tell me about the company.
Sure. So effectively, our business is focused on capturing microplastics from all different pollution sources. And we've been developing technology to be able to do that in a way that's sustainable and scalable.
Hmm. And do we have a lot of microplastics that need to be captured?
Unfortunately, we're very busy.
Well, that's, again, good for you, for your business. Yeah. Maybe not so good for the rest of the world, right?
Yeah. So the largest source of microplastic actually come from some of the most surprising places. So 60% of all textiles produced are actually made of synthetic materials. So that's plastics. So that might be the lycra in your trousers.
Yeah, polyester stuff, all these things
exactly that
are made one way or another from plastics.
Exactly that. And we're seeing that break down, enter in the water, and it's then moving into the air. And also, it's now moving into food.
So this is not a suppository you just pulled out of your bag of tricks. It's a whole bunch of microplastics?
So effectively, that's a ground-up jumper.
For those of us in America, that means sweater.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
that
jumper. this that we're showing you is from one sweater in a after having been washed.
So that is a very particular particle size that we actually use to test our products to make sure they work as efficiently as possible.
Wow.
So you can see if you look really closely, it's stuck to the edge of the tube here.
Oh yeah. It's stuck to the edge of the tube, Chris. Check this out. He's looking at me like, you dummy. But yeah, I see what you're talking about, though, too. It just sort of clings there.
Exactly that.
And that's part of the problem.
Well, it's entering.
But yet you have it in a piece of plastic.
Yes. Well, plastic is pretty much everywhere, and it's a very useful material. But it really shouldn't be in our food.
Yeah, good point.
So you
don't want to eat that.
No.
We do, apparently.
Yes, we found it recently in our in the blood, and also in our lungs. So it's, from a medical perspective, it's becoming really challenging, and it has a knock-on effect of our own health. But also, some of the largest sequestration of carbon on the planet comes from phytoplankton, these tiny little organisms.
And I've heard a lot about this issue involving animals, you know, birds and fish and so forth, but I've yet to hear anybody until now with you that talks about how we ingest the stuff too.
Yeah, it's
that's not good.
The science is really coming out thick and fast, and it's becoming such an issue that countries around the world are actually banning the sale of products that produce microplastic. So France has banned the sale of washing machines without microplastic. And you might say, microplastic filters. You might say, well, how do we go from microplastic to washing machines?
Yeah, how do we? I mean, where's the connection there?
So one of the largest sources I mentioned comes from synthetic garments. And as you can tell via my accent, I'm from the UK.
I would have guessed like Alabama in the States or something.
Yeah, not
the
quite
UK,
there yet.
No kidding. Yeah.
And we have about 24 million washing machines, each producing about a gram of microplastic per wash.
Wow.
So when you're seeing, I think it's something in the region of about 13 to 16 tons of this material released into our waters every day, and it's not being captured by the wastewater treatment plants.
And that's a lot every day, holy cow.
Well, and also the particle size is a real challenge. So normal filtration systems capture the material by using membranes, like if you imagine holding a cloth up to your mouth and then breathing through it, you'd capture some material on the cloth. Then that cloth has got that material embedded in it. You dispose of the cloth.
Yeah.
Whereas Matter's been focusing on technology that has no disposable parts. So we've developed our first product, which is going to market, called Gulp.
Gulp. And so how did you come up with that name for this particular product? Because you don't want to swallow the stuff or something along those lines, I'm guessing?
That's a really nice way of thinking about it. I mean, for us, it was really about, we wanted to make it fun, and, you know, this can be quite a scary topic. And I think fundamentally, I like the idea that we must move forward towards a more sustainable future. But there's no reason why we can't have fun doing so and create products that are enjoyment.
So what's so special about Gulp?
So this is a really super simple, easy-to-use product. It's a retrofit solution where you can put... this attaches to the back of a washing machine. You plug your washing machine into it, captures some microplastic, and then the design of the install is supposed to be in less than 10 minutes to be installed. And then once a month, you come up, you open the product... You can then remove the microplastic.
But now, where do you put it, since it seems to always show up in various places?
That's a great question.
Yeah, don't sprinkle it on your salad or something. This is a problem.
Exactly that. So I'm working with my team. We have an in-house material scientist, and we've invented a new type of insulation material from the microplastics we've been capturing. We're actually having people return the material to us while we trial an insulation material we've created.
So somebody empties it into an envelope or some container and mails it to you?
Exactly that. I mean, certainly for the beginning part, we understand there's a carbon footprint of bringing things back. So eventually, long term, it has to be going to be curbside. But that will be dependent on region.
Why don't you train pigeons or something to bring it back to you? And that way...
I hope you haven't got that patented, Dave, because that would be...
I do now. But I see what you're talking about, too, that you're dealing with carbon footprint of some sort. Is the Gulp product something, I should say, is the product something that's available now?
So we are currently just about to start our crowdfunding campaign.
Oh, okay.
So we're really excited to bring this to the public. So if you want to check out gulp.online.
Or another way, .online.
That'll be it. You can come and see what the latest information is.
Okay, and we certainly recommend that you do that. gulp.online for more information. And of course, you've seen the video, so you see what we're talking about and what Adam and his team are doing. So keep up the good work. And you're certainly doing your part to save the planet.
Thank you so much, Dave. Absolute pleasure.
It was our pleasure as well. Adam Root, the CEO of Matter. You see what I meant earlier when I said it does matter? And you want to check it out at .online. There's much more to come. Don't go away. Stay tuned right here
on the Advanced Media Network.